At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to the latest United We Stand podcast, live from the bus coming down to Wembley Stadium for the FA Cup semi-final. We all got up early doors, like we do most days, because of a massive semi. We're on our way down now. Some of us do, yeah. We're on our way down now. We've got we left at about 8 a.m. We're on one of the buses that we're having to pay for. United, very, very kindly as a club, arranged for free travel for people who aren't on the official coaches, which, yeah, we've taken the mickey out of, but it's still a nice gesture from the club, so well done to them for that. But we've got two coaches coming down here, roughly around 110 people who've chosen to pay £40 if you throw in the tip to the driver. So we had the option of free travel to sit there like it was a skill trip, or we had the option of paying £40 and having an absolute blast with our mates, and 110 people have chose to do that. So we're on our way down now. It's been a long time since we played at Wembley. I think David Moyes' Charity Shield game, we were down there for that. I think it was against Wigan, and Wembley's obviously a ground that United have had a lot of sizable events, sizable moments in the club's history, but it's been a while since we've been there in any event. It's certainly been a while since we've been there in an FA Cup event, and we're on our way down for that. So good day's planned. We've got a stop off about 35 miles away planned. We're not going to go straight in until late, so we're going to stay out of it, because unfortunately, as Wembley is good and it's great to get there, it's not the best place in the world to have a drink around, and it resonates a lot with people who were fortunate enough to go to Cardiff, which was probably the best place we've ever had a game to have a drink and a day out. So we'll be down there about 4:30, but between now and then we're going to stop off at a boozer on the bus for now, surrounded by a couple of lads whose voices you'll know. I've got two of the 15 Mullen brothers, Hans Shaw and John Ashton. Dubs, looking forward to today?
Yeah, it should be alright. Well, I'm already having a good time already, a couple of hours in. But yeah, this is what it's all about, isn't it? Days out. There's a good prize at the end of it, and yeah, it should be a good day.
Yeah, all the sellers are here and all my mates, so looking forward to a good day out. Yeah.
All the sellers and your mates?
Yeah. Not my mates.
Cheers.
Yeah, what you should have said was five sellers are here and my two mates.
But five mates, two sellers and Bloomy.
Yeah, like you say, Steve, it's nice long trip. Season's drawing to an end now, so it's been too long since we've been back here. Don't like Wembley itself, but the trip will be brilliant today, and hopefully we'll be back again in 3 weeks' time or whatever it is.
Yeah, I think it's been great in the build-up, seeing how enthusiastic everyone's been for it. It's been pretty much since Fergie's left, really, just doom and gloom, but I think everyone's really, really looking forward to this. And it's what football's about, isn't it? Great day out at Wembley. We wish the semis were elsewhere, but I think we're all come out. There's loads of lads that don't come every game who you only see every now and then, but it's great to see. And yeah, it should be a top day.
Do you know what I always love about United fans is, though? Like today, when you think about what we've won in the past and how shit the team is right now is how much we're still buzzing for things like this. You know, you get other clubs, like, for example, like Arsenal have won the cup for the last couple of years, and you knew it wouldn't be anything like what we've got today. These sort of games, it's like the European Cup final again, everyone's buzzing over it.
Do you know, I agree, Derby County was like that earlier in the season. Most United fans I like this year has been Derby, because it was a Friday night, you're with all your mates, the atmosphere was unbelievable, and the game itself, for most people, fifth round at Derby would mean nothing, but with United fans, it's probably the match of the season for them.
I think it's got a lot to do with our history, though, hasn't it? I mean, my dad's best games are all, like, what he tells me about, are all like 77 Liverpool semi-finals and like 83 Arsenal semi-finals, and you know, you need to appreciate then it wasn't, we United, it wasn't all about the European Cup and leagues like it is these days. And
but for us, it is for us. That's what we've seen. This is in the context of what we've seen. The FA Cup's nothing really. But I love the fact that we're buzzing off it. You know, the pundits will be out today saying, "Well, it's the FA Cup. United should be aiming bigger than that." But I don't think we're like that as fans.
I reckon all my favourite days following United, though, in the top 10. Even though we're not, like, it's not a big competition in terms of United season, I still think, like, in my top 10 days following United, it's probably in 6 of them are FA Cup.
Definitely. I could agree more with that. And I put some out from the United Stand Twitter account ages back. Can't remember after which game it was, but it might have been on the Derby game, in the Cup game. And I said, like, if you were to write your top 10 moments now following United, I reckon at least 5 for a lot of people will be FA Cup games. And the one that always stands out for me, and I remember the Villa game, the third round game, when we were 2 down in January 20, 2002, I think it was. 2 down, 3 goals in the last 15 minutes. The amazing following that was leathered because it was Sunday night at 7 o'clock.
That was when you lost your shoe, wasn't it, and found someone else's?
Yeah, yeah. No, I found it. I lost the shoe and found a trainer, yeah. But so, but I, we,
you put them on today, haven't you?
What was interesting about that, though, that was a third round FA Cup game. We were champions, or we'd been European champions, I think it was 2000 actually, not 2002. Yeah, yeah. Well, I think at the time.
No, we weren't in 2000. Was we? Was that? We weren't in the cup.
I think the thing is, though, within the couple of years prior to that, we'd won leagues, we'd won European cups, we were world champions, and yet a third round FA Cup game still mattered so much to us as supporters that we invaded the pitch 3 times and offended the entire nation. So, you know, that was pretty ace about that.
I think we got knocked out by Middlesbrough in the next round or some shit like that, didn't we? But you've hit the nail on the head there, Steve, on that. It's about the 90 minutes, isn't it? It's about winning a game of football in the 90 minutes.
The thing is, though, we had more fun in that one game, in that cup run, than someone had having the run into a final. So, I just want to bring up this issue of, just, you know, for people who, you know, who maybe haven't been to Wembley or haven't been to Cardiff, what was it about? I know Wembley's got this history, but we had the sort of 7-8 years while Wembley was being built about when we were at Cardiff, and most people who have now been back to Wembley are almost on a downer, not about the fact that we're not having a good time, but we just saw how good Cardiff was. So, you know, what was it about Cardiff and the environment that Wembley doesn't give you?
I think it was the city, the fact that it's a city centre ground, wasn't it? And whatever you wanted from Cardiff you could get. If you wanted to go in the midst of thousands of United fans singing songs with flags up and that, you could do. If you just wanted to go with 10 of your mates in a quiet little side boozy, you could do. It just gives you everything. There's a buzz about the city, in fairness. I'm not a massive fan of the Welsh, sure of it, but like the, you know, the locals in general was great, apart from when they put our windows through at Wigan, like him, but it was it. The locals were good, the drinking was good. You could go for a good drink and walk to the ground, and it was brilliant. And I understand, like, the final was going to go back, but I'd love to see eventually the semi-finals not go like to Villa Park and Old Trafford, but back to Cardiff, have the semis at Cardiff, the final at Wembley. I think it'd be brilliant.
On behalf of United, we stand, I'd just like to apologise to all of the supporter branches that are based in North, Mid and South Wales for that comment that wasn't one of the magazine but one of a contributor on this podcast, so each to their own with their views on that.
It's a better ground as well, wasn't it? At least the old Wembley had a charm, but this new rebuilt thing is the most soulless ground in England. Same as it's like the Emirates, and nowhere to drink around there. Just the whole day is never as good, apart from obviously this part. I don't like the ground whatsoever. Never an atmosphere there.
Because I don't bother with Charity Shields, I think the last time I went was 2011, the final against Barca. And I don't know if it's like absence has made me a bit fonder about it, but I sort of like think, I know it's new, but it's creating its own history now, isn't it? So I just think, although I would like prefer semi-finals at a neutral venue, Villa Park's my favourite, but I sort of understand why it can't be there because of capacity issues. We sort of need a middle ground between Wembley and Villa Park, don't we? But no, I don't... I don't think Wembley's as bad as everybody says it is. I just think it's because it's new. Like, people are, like, criticising.
I think the great thing about Cardiff was, like Manchester then, with it being slap bang in the centre of Cardiff, you'd literally leave the pub to go to the ground and stop for a pint on the way there, wouldn't you? It was that kind of place. But, I mean, I'm the same as Ant there. I'm not as averse to Wembley as... I think it takes a little bit away from the final, the fact that you've already been there to get there. But when you think today, you know, tickets have been a piece of piss to get hold of. They're reasonably priced. There's free coat. You know, people today could go to Wembley if they wanted to and spend £30 all day. And get a ticket for it really easily. So I think one of the reasons people are so averse to Wembley more than anything is the old, probably the England, the old FA thing, that it's a money-making thing. And, you know, even like when you get to the final, there's going to be 50,000 sponsor tickets. You're going to have that empty block in the middle. I think that's what people don't like.
Yeah, I do. I think the club deserve a lot of credit for that coach gesture today, because, like you say, I mean, obviously, you know, we've chosen to pay because you want to come away with your mates how you normally come, but, you know, if you're a family, Wembley is pretty unaffordable. But like you say, you could come to Wembley today for £30, drive to the ground, get on the bus, pay your £30 ticket, come for £30 per person. So it has made a semi-final at Wembley affordable for your local family, which is brilliant.
As long as you don't eat there.
Have you noticed an increase in that type of gesture in the last 2 years, though? Oh, definitely. Absolutely. So I think that, you've got to encourage it, haven't you? Although we want more, you know. It's definitely, the club have started listening a little bit more, haven't they? Not quite there.
I think in general, with allocations, I think the lad in the ticket office, that Sam Keller, is doing a lot of good work.
Yeah, that's what he wanted. If you,
I was going to say, can I drop my membership number so I'm more successful in the ballot with this? But no, I do. I think, you know, little gestures like the, you know, the free shirt for the Liverpool game. They've done two lots of free coaches. I think they're making more of an effort. Fair play to them. It's about time, but fair play.
The noise increase you can hear is we're just pulling up at the toll road to go through the plaza bit, and Everton minibuses are in the queue next to us with United coaches, and there's a bit of verbal going on the other way. Just before that, you heard Matty clearly realising that we've only got 1,900 tickets for West Ham away, and he's quickly tried to get in the good books of the person who runs the ticket office. I think the problem for me with Wembley was I did a piece in the last mag about, it's not so much about whether it's about prize. The whole away day experience is something that football authorities don't get. And if you take Wembley, right, in the old Wembley, you used to be able to get there. There was nowhere really to go. And you'd end up having a few pints in a makeshift beer garden outside a Premier Inn. They spend about £1 billion redoing it over, you know, 5, 6, 7 years, and then you get back to New Wembley and the only place to have a drink is in a makeshift fucking beer garden outside a Premier Inn. It was almost like they think that the match day is contained to the ground and what goes on in it, and it's about everything around that. And that's the thing, that when you go to watch United abroad, cities open up the pubs and the bars and the city centres and all this other thing, and that's the big thing that I don't think the FA get about the whole day as itself, you know.
Well, the thing is with today though, Steve, you have to realise as well, you've probably got an hardcore 6,000 or 7,000 United fans who do the away games between them all. You're also going to have like 20,000 there today who very rarely bother with anywhere outside of Old Trafford, who probably are going to go there with the kids and not bother having a beer, going to drive there, do a train, whatever, buy a programme, spend a fortune on pies, this, that and the other. Because whether we like it or not, us clued up types, or we fancy ourselves as clued up types, are in the minority these days. So I'm just one of me. There's a million ways to support a football team. I'm happy the way I do it my way, and I think that's just the way you've got to accept it now.
There's one problem, isn't it? I think it boils down to the cost of each day, because I mean, like, if you look at Germany, there's not 25 pubs within the radius of the ground, so we can't blame that. You know, it's like, I think we need to take a bit of responsibility ourselves, and we're all very cynical about ideas to make atmosphere and things like that, but the problem is that it is cost. It's the type of people that it attracts rather than, like...
But the point on that is, we're going to get driven right to the ground now and put in a car park, so I don't think it should be expected of us
to then have to get a tube 5 or 6 stops out to wherever. So I'll give you an example of this, right? You take Agadir Absam Derby every year, right? Fantastic race event. Now, you look at the mixtures that you've just talked about there of support. You know, you've got your top and tails brigade at the racing, you've got your people who want to go in the smart bit, you know, smart casual, and then you've got the absolute, what we probably class ourselves as, where you just want to sit on the hill.
Yeah. 24 pack of skull.
You want to sit on the hill with four, yeah, and you know, you want to take your little cool box in, full of cans, full of food and all that, and just do that. The thing is within the confines of the arena at racing, they can tick every box.
Yeah.
At football, if you, they don't. And I don't think it would have been particularly hard to create some kind of fans village or fan zone or whatever that ticks every box.
The problem that comes with that is, though, they're selling £5 pints of beer in the ground. You know, why would they want to create something outside? It's all about getting everybody in early, getting everyone paying their prices. And that's all it boils down to, don't it? Money at the end of the day.
Absolutely. It's the same. I mean, you've just did the nail on the head. Because I've got free travel down here and I've got a reasonably cheap ticket, I can have a hot dog now. Yeah. You know what I mean? So
£8 hot dog.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, one thing you've always said, though, as well, it's probably not just unique to Wembley. One thing you've always said is, as an away fan, Old Trafford must be the worst experience for anyone, anywhere.
No away pubs, yeah.
But the thing is, I kind of used it in the last match, the Fulham example. Yeah, Fulham's brilliant because of ground, tickets, allocation, and pubs and bars and everything else that you want to do, right? And I just don't think that in the showpiece event like this is, and we can all have our opinions about where the semi-finals should be held and all that kind of stuff. I don't mind Wembley being used because it gives more people access, so I'm fine with that. Personally, if they have the semis at Cardiff for the final at Wembley, that would just been in the perfect world, but they're not going to do that because they've got a big debt to pay on the stadium they've overspent on. But it's just a lack of understanding of what a day out of the football matters to, you know, to the average fan. So yeah, it's a fair enough point. In terms of what you're expecting, not so much in the game, we'll talk about that later on, but this is massive for United in the grand scheme of everything that's gone on since Ferguson left. Winning this FA Cup's quite important, isn't it?
Well, it's like a monkey off your back, isn't it? You know, you don't want to go these years without a trophy. Straight away, you know, once you've won a trophy, that's it. You know, you've won. What would it be without a trophy now? It'd be 3 years if we didn't win. 3 becomes 4 or 5, whatever. So if you get it off your back, you know, and how many times have young United sides, for example, we never brought much into it when we won the League Cup in 2006, was it? 2006 when we beat Wigan in the League Cup.
It was ace that day, wasn't it?
Well, it was a first trophy for the likes of Rooney and Ronaldo and that. The year after you win the league, you know, trophies breed, you know, success breeds more success. So winning a trophy is never ever a bad thing, no matter how small it is. Or
what is it, 2004 we last won it? Yeah. And we only then beat Millwall, didn't we? Like really easy. Well, then again, the best day was the semi, weren't it, in the Villa Park? Yeah.
There's an argument to say that today's a bit like that because you'd expect if you won this side today, even if you're Everton, who were shy, you'd expect to get through.
I've got to be honest. Today, I think it's going to be a lot closer than people think. I've noticed him drifting a lot of slow players back into the lineup in certain positions, and I think Everton have really struggled against quick players recently, so I think we're going to play a little bit into their hands and even it up a little bit.
The only thing I was going to say about today was I've seen people on Twitter like, oh, you know, if it means Van Gaal staying, I'd rather we lost and all that, which I find very strange anyway, but I think it's a chance for him to put a better light on his reign. I think if he wins the FA Cup final, somehow gets in the top four as well, which with City to play Arsenal's possible, plays the youth as he has been doing, he should still walk, but he'll put a lot better light on his reign. People forget Villa at home last week and all that, so we should view it as a chance to sort of get rid of him anyway, get the right man in, but put a better light on things.
Well, that's the thing though as well. I don't see why the two things have to be exclusive from each other when they go, you know what, do you want win the cup and Van Gaal stays? Well, I think if we finish fourth, win the cup, he should still go anyway for two reasons. One, it's been shit, and two, it's a chance. When's Jose Mourinho going to be next available? You know, we missed out on good managers in the past anyway, but he's one of them with Van Gaal, and he's sometimes you have to take some steps back though, and he's obviously put some foundations in there now. You know, there's a few young players there. I'm not as pessimistic about the future as a lot of people are. I think the foundations are there for us to push on now, but
I'm the opposite. I think if he wins the cup, it gives the likes of him and Woodward a bit more face saving to leave at the end of the season, and I think over time, as grim as it is, everyone will forget about your Villa, your Palace at home, them sort of games. But I think if he wins the cup in years to come, we can look at that as, you know, it was a short term appointment. He won our first trophy, got rid of a lot of the deadwood that was there under Moyes. He, you know, the likes of Rashford, Fosu Mensah, Luke Shaw, plays he's brought, either signed or brought through, will play for this club for a long time. And I think, like that, to end it with a trophy, I think it'd be a great way for both Woodward and Van Gaal to say, and I think history will remember him a lot better than what it currently is. But either way, you know, whatever happens, at the end of the day, you go to the match and you just, to win a trophy, to have a great day out, it's what we all go for. It'll be great.
Two things. I don't think Woodward's going anywhere, but hey, that's another story. But I think you've just hit the nail on the head, right? Is as much as the bulk of us have hated the dreadful and the worst football we've ever watched, you've just listed four or five really important things that Van Gaal has done, and as a result of that, I want him to win the FA Cup so that he can leave United in a position where he can say, do you know what, I did some stuff right, I did some stuff wrong, not that he'd ever admit that, but I won the FA Cup, and I think that would be great. I want United to win the FA Cup for that reason. I want players like Wayne Rooney, who've given their fucking life to United, Michael Carrick, I want players like that who've never won it, to win and complete the full set of medals. And then somebody said before about that first trophy for a lot of people is a massive one, and again, there's so many reasons why we need that. So, you know,
yeah, I don't think maybe, like, because of his tactics, like the way he's made, how good he's made Chris Smalling look, for instance, I don't think some of the younger players are as good as people think they are because of his, like, especially the more defensive ones. I think Rashford's very good, Martial's very good, but I don't actually think they're, you know, like the Fosu Mensah, they will be judged next year under an
when Mourinho sells them.
I've seen more things in Fosu Mensah in three games that have made me buzz than I've seen in 2 years from Smalling.
Is the one player at least like bumming up?
Who?
Fosu Mensah. Imagine if he bummed you.
Might be edited out, that one.
Yeah. Okay, well, while you brought it up, who would you most like to be bummed up?
The current lot.
I'll come back to you.
Yeah, right.
One matter.
It's
absolute signing.
It's definitely a matter. You wouldn't know. Is it like a bee sting? You know?
I think Vidic. I'm not even sure why, but at least you could say, like, I had no chance of saying
you,
no.
You do know he's left, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway. I think, and the point back about the FA Cup being important for a number of reasons.
I just think, like, it has so much history, doesn't it? And I know people say it's like been, the life's been sucked out of it. I don't actually agree. I mean, like I said, we went to Derby this year, easily the best away this season, in my opinion anyway. And I just think it's where support is made, innit? I don't think with these days, we go to City, we've got, well, not City, but West Ham, what is it, 1,800 tickets. Like, that's not going to even be noticeable in that ground, is it? But in like the FA Cup Derby, 5,000 fans, was it?
The other thing is, I think if we do get good again, which we might well with Mourinho, it'll be pushed back down the list of priorities for the next 5 years. So this is a chance since Fergie's gone.
He's got a good record in the Cup, though, hasn't he, Mourinho? But
yeah.
You know the one thing, though? I think we're the one club who keeps the FA Cup alive. When you look at the attendances for home games, we pretty much sell out. We're still taking 5,000 to every away game. He's picked strong teams in it for the past 3 or 4 years we've played it there. And then, but obviously, we still get blamed for the death of it, for pulling out of it in 2000. But when you look at other football clubs, even when they're giving tickets away for a fiver, and you're playing in front of half empty grounds all the time. United are one of the...
Price, don't we? Full price, and we fill our ground for the FA Cup. I know that as a... I don't even think that... After hearing the other day about how many people opted out of the Carling Cup and Europa League, do you know when applying for this? I think there was only 19,000 that have done every home game. Now that was really surprising to me. That, yeah. So I mean, I think that,
just on that note, in a season where you've had a decent cup run, you're hitting 1,200-1,300 quid in some parts of the ground for the season ticket, aren't you? So that suddenly makes sense to me. It's already well United saying our season tickets in the Stretford End are 550, but if you had a season where you got a couple of games in the Carling Cup, a couple of games in the Europa League and the Champions League, and chuck in an FA Cup run, That's well into four figures.
And don't forget as well. Not many, about three.
I'm a straight low, isn't it?
Six.
Don't forget as well though. We've had, apart from Liverpool and Europa League, we've had some terrible cup draws, haven't we, this year? You know, like in the League Cup, we've got lower league teams. We've had them sort of games. We've had midget land. We got no good names in the Champions League as well. But I don't know. It's just one of them, isn't it? Like you said, football's an expensive game, but. If you want to go, you go. If you don't, you don't.
I think that 19,000 is more to do with how United structure the pricing. I mean, they don't give any discount. Was it Coventry a few years ago where it was like our price is something and we got 73,000? And that's so I think that 19,000, like Steve said, it's more to do with the pricing structure of the cup game.
Oh, weren't it? Europa League was cut.
That was, yeah.
And what I mean by this is, over the last 6 years when you couldn't opt out, well, you could, couldn't you? The league last 2 years. But the years before that, I used to think United's attendance was a lot more helped by the cup scheme. But after hearing that only 19,000.
Not is it, really?
What people have to remember as well with the cups or United's pricing, while they've got this automatic cup scheme, the pricing's sorted by both football clubs. So it doesn't suit the away team to tell them to lower prices for a game you've got to buy anyway.
You could easily say at the start of the season, right, Carling Cup is half price, Europa League next year is half price.
No matter what.
Price it better and you fill the ground.
I'm of the view that you just price all games appropriately instead of saying one of the big gripes has been categorisation. We say we don't categorise games by saying if we play this team you charge it. Well, but we do though, we categorise tournaments, so it's the same thing just done on a different way. So
you still get ones like the other night though. How many empty seats do you reckon were the other night? 15,000? Now that's the only there was only 3,000 tickets unsold, so there were 12,000 people who paid for it and just couldn't be asked. So yeah,
I think the thing is about the overall FA Cup thing, just to wrap this bit of it up, is we know that most of our best games in our history that we can talk about as supporters are FA Cup games, so there's that. We're all buzzing about a day out here down at Wembley, even though we think Wembley's shit, we're still buzzing over it. We were still buzzing when we beat West Ham the other night, and the reality is we're on the brink of winning one of the most famous trophies in the world, and that's not a bad thing. I think the authorities have got to do something that really boosts the FA Cup, which is the television, the times the games are played. I've always maintained I'd give the fourth Champions League place to the winners of the FA Cup rather than finishing fourth. You know what I mean? There's so much.
There's loads of things they could do. You know, they could make the Carling Cup an under 21 competition, or they could start the FA Cup a bit earlier. You know, it's things like that, because there's that much money in the Premier League now. You get teams would rather finish 17th than win the cup and go down like Wigan did. You know, that's the reality of it now.
Right, one last question before I wrap this bit up, yeah, because I'm going to go and talk to a couple of other people later on. Straight away, I want an impulsive answer to this question. Your best ever FA Cup memory?
How's this for impulse? I'd probably say the same one you said before, Steve. Van Nistelrooy's winner in at Villa Park and the pitch invasion.
Arsenal 2004. Underdogs knew we'd win.
Atmosphere.
Pink Solskjaer in the last minute in 99. The Old Trafford against Liverpool.
I agree with Villa Park 04 against Arsenal. It's one of them. I've always got a perverse buzz when we've been underdogs, and we were genuine underdogs that day, and we were brilliant, and probably the best atmosphere at a new, possibly apart from Moscow, the best atmosphere at a neutral ground I've ever been to. It was brilliant.
Come on, Dubs, you've changed your mind.
I've changed my mind. I'm going for Wayne Rooney's last minute penalty against Sheffield United this year.
I'm going to chuck three in because I'm a twat and I'm holding a mic so I can. I'm going to chuck green offsetter in 79, my favourite ever United goal. FA Cup semi-final at Main Road in 85 because of the violence, and then Villa Park in, did we say 2003?
2002, yeah.
Purely because of nothing showcased United support better than that in my whole life. So it's about 12:30 on the trip down to Wembley. We've stopped off at our pub somewhere near Wickham. It's been a bit moody down at service stations on the way down. Seen a bit of footage on YouTube and all that of United and Everton fans having disagreements over various things. So that's been quite entertaining. It's been all right for us. We've just had a good drink, had a good laugh and a good chat. I'm in the pub now, so I'm going to have a wander around, catch up with a few people, see if we can get a few opinions on the game.
quick word for the podcast. Thoughts on, are we going to win or not?
I think so. I actually really do believe we'll win today. Really do.
Is that because you think United are good or because Everton were rotten the other night?
I actually think we step up to the big games. The rest of the season, we're playing average sides. We don't step up. I think we'll step up today. That's my
real It's a big game, but we get beat by teams that are rubbish, though, and they're rubbish.
They might be rubbish, but I think it's a big game. Just think it's a big game and we'll step up. That's my view on it.
Who else can I find here? Podcast, mate.
Goals.
Are we going to win?
Probably not, though.
You asked.
It's going to be a fucking miserable fucking draw. And then probably go to penalties, it'll be a load of shit. But fuck it, we're going to be hammered anyway, aren't we? So.
Anyway, have you had a good trip down?
Yeah, it's been alright, yeah. Yeah. Sociable 6 hours before kickoff, but, well, 9 hours before kickoff.
I've just seen. How are you, Stu?
Sure, you've had
Yeah, great, mate, yeah, cheers. How's your trip down, Bim?
Extraordinary, really. Quite an eye-opening experience on the coach on the way down. Yeah, yeah.
We're on
coach two.
Too.
Yeah, it was like Sodom Gomorrah. Yeah, yeah. It was entertaining, really. Yeah.
Anyway, never enough of that before we get incriminated. Thoughts? Are we going to win?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
You're confident, aren't you?
Big time, mate. Big time. Yeah, yeah. I don't think we're winning the league now. I think that's out the window. But I think we'll win the game today. Yeah, definitely.
How? Penalties, comfortably in games, extra time, whatever.
Well, I've no idea, but they're rubbish though, and half the defence is out. Admittedly, we don't attack that much, but
and we lose to rubbish teams.
You're not helping here, Steve.
I know I'm not.
Right, I'm confident we're going to win, and I've had a few beers. So yeah, good luck with you.
See you in a bit. Thoughts, lads? I'm going to people deliberately. You've got mouthfuls of food here.
Mouthful of burger here.
I'm glad you didn't call me. 3-1 United today.
Yep. At the moment, I'm about 3-0. Two more beers, I'll be about 5, I reckon. So right. We'll probably get beat 1-0.
Well, have 6 more beers then.
Yep. 10-0.
That'll do for me. Yeah. Are these spares?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna take one of them. I don't want sauce. I'm gonna take one of me. Sauce on burger. That's for wimps. Thoughts on the game, mate?
I think we'll win 2-1. Might be quite tight, but after watching them at Old Trafford, I thought they were shit.
Yeah.
And I think we could edge it if he plays the same team that he played on Wednesday night. I think maybe play attacking football.
Maybe we'll do it. We were better at West Ham than the other night.
Yeah, but I think it's a team that he plays, and I think they need to express themselves more rather than saying what he tells you. I think that's a problem. Big time.
Enjoy the rest of your trip, mate.
Cheers.
Right, someone wander over here and see who else I can grab. I'm definitely not talking to him. I'm going to go and find Rick. Here's Rick, who's been running the coach on the way down, who's building an absolute monster sandwich here. We've got some free food. We promised. Rick, tell the story about what we promised the pub.
Well, we wanted to make sure they were going to be quite hospitable, so I think we quoted the figure of around £3,500, which is a rough average spend of about £35 a head in 2.5 hours. So
you stood up on the mic this morning on the bus and demanded that everyone had 12 pints.
Or 10 pints and 4 shots. We're quite accommodating as to how people want to spend that money.
As someone who runs the buses to aways, what's different about a game like this when it's en masse?
There's a lot more people to start with. I don't know if everyone's just looking forward to a trip to Wembley. I mean, I think we'd all agree that semi-finals shouldn't be at Wembley. We'd all much prefer, ideally to be at Cardiff, I think, but, you know, Villa Park or wherever. But actually, at least it's a good distance from Manchester. We'll all come out, you know, good allocation. Everyone who wanted a ticket's got a ticket for today. So we can come down, make a good day of it, you know, find a pub here. Everyone has a good day, don't they?
Obviously, we've got to park up at Wembley. Does it cost us more?
Fucking hell, yeah. £65 to park a coach at Wembley.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's just laughable, isn't it? So, you know, that's whatever it works out. £125 a head or whatever on the coach. And then, yeah, coach company normally want a bit more money as well. It's a long day for the drivers because, as you'll be well aware, getting off that coach park at Wembley's, if you do it in less than an hour, you've done pretty well. So, yeah, it's a longish day, but it's a good day out.
In terms of normally for an away game, like, you know, you and Steve and me when I'm chipping in and all that, we'll sort of just work out roughly how many we're going to have and all that. Obviously, a game like today, you've got the 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 coach decision. So, what? How do you work it out?
Normally Blackie starts with a negotiating position of doing about 22 coaches, and I haggle him down as close to one as possible. So yeah, we end up with 2. I mean, I think, you know, the thing that makes our coaches what they are is the fact that it's regulars every week, and, you know, yeah, regulars will bring friends and that's great and everyone gets on, but I think once you start getting a bit giddy with let's do 3, 4, 5 coaches, you inevitably you've got to start opening it up to people you don't know. And then, you know, coming to a pub like this today only needs 1 or 2 people to act up and you're not coming back again, whereas we were able to ring this pub today and, as well as promising a ridiculous spend over the bar, we were able to quote 7 or 8 pubs up and down the country that we go to every year, give them the landlord's name, tell them, you know, ring them up, see what they say about us, and we've never been to a pub and not been invited back the following season. So,
which is remarkable when you think about it.
I'm very surprised, but then we are paying for a lot of landlords' children to go through university, well, and get married and, yeah, things like that.
Absolutely. So. Just a quick one, then I'll let you go before you done it. Thoughts on the game? Are you confident?
I'm as confident as I've probably been most of this season. I mean, the way we're playing, you can never be fully confident, can you? But
they're worse, though, aren't they?
They are worse. They were really poor at Old Trafford the other week. I think they're very reliant on Lukaku. You know, if he has a good game, then it'll be difficult. But I think, you know, we're defending all right at the minute. Rooney's back, so you've got a bit more of a goal threat there. The 2 young lads up front with some pace. Big pitch at Wembley. Yeah, I think you've got to fancy us. But to be honest, it just wouldn't surprise me. We'll win today and probably lose to Watford in the final. And that's the season, isn't it?
We'll worry about that now, mate. Cheers. See you in a bit, yeah. Cheers, couple more lads. Lad, how are you, Curly?
Top, mate, thanks.
Are you going to win today?
Debatable, mate. They were shit, we were shit.
Got so it's going to be a shit off?
Yeah, it's be extra time.
Extra time, I'll fuck
that off. Hold on to the band too.
Fuck it.
Game, yeah, over on that culture, yeah, reading.
1-0 on penalties at 1:30 in the morning. Yeah. Duff, how are you, mate?
I'm good, mate. I'm good. 3-0 United.
On penalties?
Definitely. We'll grind out a penalty to win today. Grind it out.
Buller, quick word. We're going to win.
Hopefully.
Yeah, that's quick enough for me. Cheers. Yeah. Miller.
Hell,
I'm Miller. Podcast.
All right, mate.
How are you?
What do you want?
All right. I was telling somebody about when you went to the snooker the other night.
Yeah.
That's the fun.
Ricky Walden.
Yeah. Basically, this lad here, right, have you heard the story? He got took to the noisiest man on the planet got took to the snooker, right?
I couldn't stop sneezing either.
Well, right, so he took him to the snooker. And what happened was, there was a period of safety play that the sort of bat, and he was snookered, wasn't he?
Ricky Walden
was snookered.
I'm from the second frame as well, didn't I?
Well,
for going for a piss.
So I'll tell you what happens to you.
Go on.
Right, Ricky Walden was snookered, and Mark Allen was, like, lining up. But all fucking there.
Why was we there anyway? That's a fucking thing, isn't it?
Just something to do, wasn't it, on a bank holiday weekend? And, but there. Silence, dead silence. Paul Miller.
It weren't you egging me on in the fucking ear, was it? Shout,
chip it. Head's turning.
So this is in a silent auditorium, yeah?
Yeah.
Chip it.
And then after that he said 2 shots.
Oh.
It was pool.
You're such a knobhead. Anyway, mate. quick. No, I don't want you any more. Quick score prediction.
Today, 2-0 United.
That'll do. Joe?
2-0
United. Go on, Mike.
3-0 Everton.
You do owe me 40 quid. Yeah, I'm happy to talk to you about that. What did you say? 3-0 Everton? Yeah, fair enough.
Who are we playing?
Everton semi-final cup.
Get beat about 12-1. Hopefully.
You're supposed to mature when you hit 30 like you do, lad. Yeah. It was last week. Right, lads, quick one. Quick score prediction. When you're ready.
Quick.
2-1 United.
2-1 United, that'll do.
Get beat 2-1.
You're about the third person that thinks we'll get beat now.
We'll win 4-0.
You know, you're a bit brave. Quick score prediction for the United We Stand podcast.
2-1. 2-1 United.
Jay,
4-1 United.
1-0 United.
Can you find blame me for me?
dearie me. Anyway, as you can hear, the bulk of the United fans are predicting a United win. There's a handful who think that we might struggle, but hey, never mind that. We'll see what happens later on. We'll be back after the game to see what the opinion is on the match. All right, Suts, we'll be back after the game to see what happens then. After the match, we're inside Wembley Stadium, Manchester United 2, Everton 1. The kettles have been filled up with piss, they've been plugged in and they've definitely just been turned on by Anthony Martial, who was absolute smash and grab in the last minute. Everyone fought extra time and everything else that comes with that. Fantastic for the club, much needed. Could have a bit of a moan about the second half if we like, but I'm sure a few people will do when the dust settles on it. But we're on the way out of the ground. Everyone is absolutely buzzing about winning the FA Cup semi-final, buzzing about a trip to Wembley against either Palace or Watford, but more importantly the fact that United have played a bit of good football and have dug themselves out in the last minute, which is true Man United style in any FA Cup semi-final. So that'll go down as a great moment for all of us. Looked like the players enjoyed it as well, judging by the fact that they were diving in the crowd. So yeah, absolutely buzzing. I'm going to attempt, if I can, to get as many United fans as I can on here. I don't think you get any sense, if I'm being honest. I think you just got loads of screaming and shouting, but never mind. Blackie,
hey, got a word you said. Badly, isn't it? I think for older, the older sort of people who come here like us, the FA Cup was always the one trophy that we loved winning because we never got a sniff of the league. I think we've taken our eyes off that prize for a long, long time, but when you look at the fact that Arsenal have now won more than us, it was massively important for us to get back into this trophy, and this is how much it means to just sell.
That felt like we got our club back in that last minute.
Definitely, people felt we played well today in two spells. I mean, the first half we were superb. The sort of youngsters in the team, the running that they do, they want to play football, they want to pass the ball, they want to find each other, they want to flick it and back heel it and put it away. And I just felt coming out second half, it looked like they didn't want to do that, or they were told not to do that. And Everton got back in the game, not only with a penalty but also with a goal, and you wondered if they were going to get it back. But I think in the end there's one team wanted to win it, and that was us, and one team wanted to go extra time, and that was them.
Right, we're outside now. What me and you both said, if someone nicks this in the last minute, it's going to be fucking chaos outside.
Yeah, it's going to be chaos outside. Sony Marshall! Definitely going to be some punches thrown here at us, but I think it's great. I think it's just like, it matters. You know, it matters to United, it matters to these people who've come today.
I have seen this for yonks.
Nah. And it's just, and you look at the running in Lingard, in Martial, in Rashford today, and that's made the big difference the second half of the season, because there are times when it seems to be knocked out of them, but today they wanted to play on that pitch, and we've got a great chance now, Watford or Palace.
Here's the bit where we start to mingle with the Everton fans. This could be funny. You know what it reminds me of? It's like me and you being back in the 70s and the 80s. The FA Cup's made us smile and we want to hit people.
Yeah.
There's the first fight in front of me. Someone on his ass. Tremendous. I'm not going to talk much as I'm walking down, and I'll just let you enjoy the noise and the songs in the background until I bump into someone who looks remotely coherent. And that could take me a little while, actually. Don't even know where I'm going here, actually. It has been a while since United were at Wembley, so forgive us. And sure.
How do?
Buzzing to fuck.
Yeah, definitely.
That may as well have been the final fucking goal, that. It was fucking brilliant.
I was nearly kicking the shit out of two fucking reds because of that. They're having a go at the Fellaini, Steve.
What's happening here? What's up, Blackie? Stop it. Just tell Blackie to stop hitting people, will you? Sam?
Oh, fucking brilliant. I'm absolutely buzzing. We've got all this again next month. Can't fucking wait. Bring it on.
Doing them in the last minute, though. Proper United.
Yeah, United of all. We've not seen that in a long time, have we? I'd say that any day.
First half played really well, didn't we? And then just fucked you up in the second half.
Yeah, well, fair play. Kept the ball really well, as we have done all season. Couple of chances, but it's a bit of sloppy defending and they're back right back in it, aren't they? But we did it in the end, didn't we? So we can't grumble. I'm happy as fuck.
It'll be a good trip home, innit?
Yeah, definitely.
There'll be good prequel for Norwich, this. I reckon someone might die at Norwich.
Hopefully it's blooming.
If someone dies on the bus at Norwich, who do you want it to be? Bloomy.
Yeah, probably Bloomy. If not Bloomy, Matty. Everyone loves Ned, but
Matty Mullen.
He's dispensable, isn't he?
Miller for me.
Yeah, is he on?
It will be, yeah. Right, who else can I find you? Neil, quit work for the podcast, my mate.
Hi, mate, you okay?
Yeah, you. Did you enjoy that?
Just about in the end, yeah. I thought first half, we should have been well in control.
Well, we were.
Well, yeah, we should have been well in control. In a scoreline sense. Come out for the second half just as he was taking the penalty. And then after that, I don't know what happened. It seemed we kind of lost it a little bit. And I don't know, second half, they had a lot of chances and we didn't really have anything, but what, you know, a last minute winner when he's wrong foot, you can't beat it, can you?
It's like having United back, isn't it?
Yeah, it was perfect. For a finish, can't beat it. I don't know if we deserved it after that, but yeah,
I think I've got no issue with Everton either way, to be honest with you, but you know, in the end, you know, they played well. At least they gave Everton, it all they could give it and all that
Everton,
kind of stuff.
Yeah, Everton played well. United played really, really well first half, but that's what I mean. We should have killed it off.
Yeah,
I don't know how many times we get away with that, but you know, we're at the final now, so.
Anyway, you all right getting home?
Yeah, I am, yeah. Yeah.
See you later, buddy. Ta-da. Quick word for the podcast, buddy.
Can I swear?
Yeah. Well, Norm, have you ever listened to this?
Yeah.
Right. Well, why the fuck are you asking me that then, you
dad? It was fucking brilliant, that, at the end.
Yeah. Go away.
Listen.
You've been recorded here.
All right. What do you want to hear?
Hey? You look like you're in an advanced state of refreshment.
I don't know. We've been on a piss all day long, right? Also, this is my brother, right? He introduced me at Man United Football Club, right? Last game was Palace in the FA Cup.
What, in 99?
This first day back, I had more points than the other today.
That's like some doing. That was proper United, that last minute winner, wasn't it? Like having the old team back.
Yeah, it's proper United because they were fucking shit in the second half.
Yeah, they were.
Really shit.
Has he just told you how he tried to get on an Everton bus?
No. We're still going to get on the Everton bus.
What are you doing tonight, Scully?
We're going straight in that Hilton Hotel over there in the veranda bar. I'm giving it fucking large.
Right.
And mate. I'm teetotal.
As long as you ain't got a pay.
Right. Scullies, both Scullies. I'll see you later, yeah?
See you, mate.
That was ex-professional footballer James Gocroft, who was absolutely leathered. Mate, sorry about that.
Oh, yeah, all right.
Where were you?
It was fucking all right, wasn't it, in the end? How the fuck we managed to win that, I don't fucking know. What the fuck was that second half all about? Fucking first half, it was all right. Second half was a bag of wank, and then fucking last 2 minutes, fucking hell. I'm not going to argue with that.
Yeah. Everton were fair game, weren't they? Fair play to them, they put up a show and all of that, but at the end of the day, a bit like us in the first half, you don't take your chances, you're not fucking going
to
win, are you?
Well, fucking hell, yeah. Fellaini did well, to be fair. Cleared a couple of fucking decent chances that they had.
I'm guessing because of I think he got man of the match.
Did he?
He was being interviewed on the pitch afterwards, so they normally do that for man of the match. So
I presume that was some provoking reaction, to be honest. It's like fucking Beirut walking around there then.
That was carnage coming out of there, wasn't it?
Fucking hell.
Shit organisation.
Every fucker was gripping each other and all sorts of shit going off then.
Well, they've sent the Everton fans from there then round to our end, and they've sent United fans out the other way into the Everton fans. It's absolute fucking carnage.
Some fucking dozy copper said to me then, oh, just walk around there, you'll be alright. Sent me into a fucking group of Everton fans that were kicking off.
Yeah.
Well done, mate, nice one.
Quite a lot of brawling going on by the look of it. It's been a bit chaotic getting out of there, to be honest. I just had to pause it for a minute while we hurdled a sizeable steel fence to get out. Anyway, we're on our way back out to the car park. It looks absolute mayhem here from a traffic point of view. There's loads of Everton buses, Munich in.
just gone for Brixton.
Yeah. Yeah, there's about 100 Everton fans screaming and shouting about the Munich air disaster, which, fair dues, you know, grow up and all of that kind of shit. It's not rare, is it, at the end of the day? They're kind of used to it. We get it at every ground, so anyway, right, let's walk back down to the coach and see who I can grab. Right, after about God knows how long, we found our bus, which is decent. Doves.
Oh, there, that, wasn't it?
I've had worse days out.
Do you know what? I'd take that all day long, that over a 4-0. The best thing that happened to us today was that Everton actually scored and we started playing well again. And then, yeah, you'll take that all day long. Could have gone either way, though, could it? But fuck it. Name on the cup and all that shit.
Yeah, everyone knows. We might as well, we've got to enjoy this because we are going to fuck it up against whoever in the final.
Do you know what? I've just seen someone walk past here, though, in a Crystal Palace shirt. It must be like here, scouting or something like that.
There's loads of Munich going over, and I've just seen a half and half
right,
scarf.
I'm going to join.
I've just seen a half and half scarf on fire. Buller.
It's good, wasn't it? Yeah. Shit, we're winning.
That's, you coming come on, back, keep it up.
Come back, Woody, yeah. Just
fucking go for it. Just let him walk.
Oh, Casty, you're right. Come on, smile.
Yeah, I thought they deserved it, but when they're 1-0 up, right, 1-0 up, let's go for it. And they don't, they sit back every week, and every week we get caught out.
Right, mate. Enjoy a last minute winner in this.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah.
All right, buddy. Ben. You're a man's right, miserable bastard.
He is, and he's a daft cunt.
Enjoy that.
Yeah, but he's bald as well. Oh, yeah, dead, mate. Tony, fucking hell.
Steph.
Fucking Wembley. Fucking Wembley.
It's not very ladylike.
Fucking Wembley. I'm not very ladylike anyway.
Well, I know that, but I thought you might
have put an
on your podcast debut.
We shouldn't have been at Wembley today. We should have been at Villa Park or anywhere else. We're at Wembley today. We're going to fucking Wembley again.
Anyway, forget where it's at. The last minute winner, you can't beat it, can you?
Can't beat it, Steve. You cannot beat it. Fucking Tony, there you go. 50 million.
You can have a little drink on the way home.
Yeah, I am.
Great way for the podcast, bud.
I can't speak in a minute. Too excited.
Great, wasn't it?
Like the old times.
That's what loads of people are saying.
Like the old times.
Great stuff. Graham, come here, mate. You happy with that?
I'm happy. Totally happy. That's like the old days. Manchester United in the old days. Last minute. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Sorry. We've got to go back.
Back why?
Right up to where we came out.
Oz, happy with that? You picked a good day to come back on the bus, didn't you?
It was alright, wasn't it? I've had worse days. After this is done, I'll tell you a tale.
Alright, so it's not going on air then?
No.
See you in a minute. Have a good trip home, yeah? I hope this is coming across as joyous because nobody's making any sense whatsoever. Neil, you got to be buzzing off that, mate.
Fucking am I?
Yeah.
Tremendous, mate. Anthony Marshall. What a fucking play. What a finish.
It was. Top draw. It's like, played well first half, didn't we?
Yeah, I thought we were fucking superb first half. And second half, they come on to us a little bit. We just set off, backed off. Why didn't we just go forward second half as well? It was comfortable first half, and then we made it difficult for ourselves, didn't we? But what a finish, what a player.
You remember when we were chatting after Spurs and a certain player went off and it fell to pieces? Who was it?
Oh, Mensah.
Yeah.
Fosu Mensah. Oh.
Off he went again today, and it all fucking went to
it. It weren't a pen, though, was it? He played the ball.
I was surprised to give it, but until I've seen it again, I'm not going to say out.
It weren't a pen, mate. You played the ball. Played the ball, mate.
Thoughts, mate? You happy?
Amazing. Can't wait to be back here in a few weeks' time.
This trip home's going to be mint, innit? It's going to be absolutely mint. That coach is going to love it.
We're going to win the fucking cup, aren't we? We're going to beat these. Bit of Fergie time.
I'm
dreading the state of that bus on the way home. Have a good trip back, boys. Who else we got here? No one's making any sense, but hey, never mind. Joe, happy?
Hi, Steve. Right. Delighted, mate. Absolutely delighted. Fucking quality.
It took me a while for a prediction, but I got it, didn't I? 2-1.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone. To be honest, I can't remember, but hey, Big Phil, come here.
What a day. And we've got to do all this again.
It's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah, I know, it's terrible. What a terrible life I am. What more can I say? Final minute, what a way to win a cup tie.
Who's coming over there filling some Everton in?
Yeah, go on, lads. You go and beat up some Everton fans. I'm going to go and carry on interviewing. Rick.
fucking son.
Do you know, I love talking, do you know, you're one of my best pals, I love talking to you anyway, but especially when Marouane Fellaini's had another great game.
Well, you probably remember all season, I've been one of his biggest advocates.
Driver's got
a trousers. I'm wondering why the driver's just took his trousers off, but we're all celebrating, aren't we? No, I've been saying all season, Fellaini's a great player. No, to be fair, he had a good game today. Okay, no problem. But what we were saying after West Ham away, to me, today he's the best goalkeeper. He's definitely the best goalkeeper in the world and probably the best I've seen now, you know. And what a save that is off the penalty there.
What were your thoughts on how the game panned out? Because
I thought first half we actually played really well. I thought they were really, really poor. But then we just seemed to stop playing at half time and we invited them on. And then, you know, ding. They obviously had the penalty, great save and that, and then lucky, don't know why he didn't use his left foot to clear it, Smalling goes in, done it, and then you think the worst, but what a finish at the end, like the way he opened his body up and
that goon around when that goal went in,
just brilliant, wasn't it? It just, you know, just summed up what it is to be a United fan, that, and we've not had many of those moments in the last couple of seasons, and I think we all deserved that, didn't we, and enjoyed it.
Well, I reckon the 40-odd, 50-odd people who've been on every away trip on your bus for years that it's been tossed deserves every single second of that last minute winner.
It was just fucking brilliant, wasn't it? And you know, now we've got to come back in a couple of weeks time and hopefully finish the job. We'll have another good trip, hopefully get back to the same pub we were in before, and
there was us lot thinking that Norwich away was going to be the final nail in everybody's coffins, and then we got that to come after that. So
yeah, I think there might be a few coffins needed after them two back to back.
You got a playlist sorted for the way home?
Yeah, we might have a little sing-song and a little drink on the way home, and yeah, just fucking celebrate, mate. Long overdue.
See you in a bit. Gentlemen.
Fucking brilliant, that, wasn't it? Can't beat them. So it's what we said before. You come for them sort of moments and that. It's fucking sad, isn't it? When you're at Wembley, you think you've achieved. You think you should win a trophy at the end of it. So it's a bit odd that we've got to come back and do it again. But what a moment that was. What you said before about your best moment supporting United in the FA Cup. We've just witnessed another one there, haven't we?
Do you know what? I like to say as much as anyone, like, you know, it's all about the trip and it's all about the coach and all that. But, mate, you get a goal like that and, like, that celebration was as good as anything there's been in years. It makes it every single minute we've travelled this season makes it all worthwhile.
How many rows did you go down when you
two? Yeah. Two and a half, I think, actually, because I was held in midair. So
there's more men hugging each other than I've seen for a long time.
Yeah,
think they're brilliant. And how many rows were yourself?
Several, and I had Steve Black on the back of me as well, which I think added to the forward momentum that I was carried with. Anyway,
the big man was brilliant, wasn't he, Fellaini?
Fair play with him.
I tell you what, I'd love as well.
I think he got man of the match.
He should have done. Yeah, I tell you what, I love
on the pitch. So
if two players who played today, Carrick and Rooney. I know I've had a pop and a lot of questioning both of them, but they both deserve to win that trophy before their careers finish. So I'd love them to. Nothing else, I'd love them to win it.
When you've got young players who haven't been in that kind of environment before, you need a couple of heads around you who know what it's like, who they can turn it to. And I thought Carrick and Rooney were that today.
Was it Rooney's fall through for Martial? I can't remember.
He put it tough.
But he's mature, wasn't he? He's better deeper, isn't he? You can't put Rooney up top. He is better deeper, but
I was getting a bit worried because I thought we were looking a bit leggy.
Well, we did. We were in complete control until the penalty, which how that egghead give that as a... We were on the back row of the upper tier, and I'm not having that was a penalty. Never. How he's give that. But then once, even though we saved it...
You were on the back row of the upper tier.
40 quid. We went for 40 quid tickets, so we didn't...
With the greatest of respect. You were on the back row of the upper tier. Yeah. You don't know how it was given.
Yeah, I don't think it was.
Why was it a penalty?
No, I'm not having it. It was a penalty
from the back row of the upper tier.
Yeah, exactly. That's how unpenalty.
That's like that time fucking Wayne crashed his car drink driving while looking at the international space station.
The
one where we ran over that horse while looking up at the international
space station. On the 556.
Yeah, exactly. No, I know what you mean. I didn't think it was a penalty.
No way, but
I'm not going to, you know, say for defo. Like.
But yeah, we lost momentum then, didn't we? But then we kind of got it late on and pulled it back. And
do you not think overall, obviously, we deserved it, didn't we? Played really, really well, I thought.
I'll be honest with you. I think we deserved it overall. If Everton had nicked it the way they played last 30 minutes, I don't think we'd have been feeling hard done by. I think we'd have been angry about the way it panned out, but I don't think we'd have felt hard done by.
Smart. But do you know what? It'd be nice as well. It'd be nice to be the game that gets Martinez to sack. I fucking hate him, mate. He hates United.
I'm not sure if this School of Science is on its way back or not. I
hate his brown shoes. I hate everything about him. He's got a proper United.
Look up at that interview.
He's just jealous of his swarming.
He's one of those people. I agree with you. He's one of the people who hates United, but he's got no reason to. Yeah. Like exactly. Lee Westwood.
Yeah. He's a fat cunt.
There's not hiding good enough for that fucker.
You know what, though? There's a man who can't win a major as well. Let's hope that long continues. Yeah,
indeed.
I took a handbrake.
Mark, I've spoken to you in many doom and gloom moments after away games.
So every game this season, I'm not saying it's the best one because probably West Ham was the best one this season, but
no way.
For excitement,
that last minute, what that meant.
For excitement and what it meant, that's got to be the best.
What a bad game of football.
It was a good game. Why did we go defensive second half? First half, totally dominant.
Yeah.
Second half, why did we sit back again? We sit back, I don't know, we're 1-0 up, I know what it is, semi-final, whatever. But I'll tell you what, West Ham, that's on a par with West Ham now, I think. Probably better.
It's like the 80s, isn't it? Shit leagues and then the cup sort of out. Leagues.
Good at the end, I think.
Yeah, it certainly was. I'll probably wind it in now, I don't care. It's pretty obvious that everyone's buzzing about the result and the way it came about. We'll deal with how well United play first half and how well we perhaps didn't play in the second half and all of that kind of good stuff. The next time we do a podcast, we might do a bit on that. But at the end of the day, it's been a pretty tough time for United fans on the road this year. We've had to make our own fun and our own enjoyment. But for once, the club have made us absolutely buzz. Fair play to him. Got an FA Cup final to look forward to. And whoever that's against, which is going to be Palace or... Palace or Watford or whoever it is, I reckon we'll stand a good chance of winning that, and we should be favourites. So all good stuff. We're going to leave now. I can't see us getting out of this car park anytime soon. I reckon there'll be some people in prison for murder who'll probably get out before we do, but that's not going to bother us too much. We're suitably equipped and stocked up, and that means that we're going to have a right good laugh on the way home back to Manchester. So, till then, hope you've enjoyed it. Hope you've enjoyed the fact that for once we've got something to shout about, and we'll see you on the podcast soon.